In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Ruby Mae Lampkin, age 67, of Raywick, died Monday in Louisville. Survivors include her husband, Howard Bertrand Doc Lampkin, her mother, Mary Agnes Nelson Whitlock of Campbellsville, three daughters, Darlene Hayden, Carol Garrett, and Barbara Gordon, all of Lebanon, six sons, David, Joe, Philip, Jackie, Michael, and Danny Lampkin, all of Raywick, five sisters, Gladys Mattingly of Campbellsville, Pearl McCauley, Aline Stovall, Sarah Buckman, all of Raywick, Connie Jean Smith of Mount Sherman, three brothers, Donnie Whitlock of St. Francis, Rusty Whitlock of Campbellsville, Roger Whitlock of Raywick, 11 grandchildren, one great-grandson. Funeral Mass for Ruby Mae Lampkin will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church at Raywick, with burial in the church cemetery. The Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Wendell King, age 69, of Elkhorn Road, Campbellsville, died Monday at Taylor Regional Hospital after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Elizabeth Sue King, two sons and daughters-in-law, Richard and Lisa King of Elkhorn, David and Phyllis King of Niffley, two daughters and sons-in-law, Anna and Pete Gabart of Elkhorn, Rebecca and Robert Beard of Niffley, 13 grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, one sister, Hilma Gay Noel of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Wendell King will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Lionwood Funeral Home, with burial in the Chapel Cemetery. Mr. Simeon O'Daniel Dan Montgomery, Jr., age 76, of Lebanon, died Tuesday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Susan Moore Montgomery, one son, Simeon O'Daniel Terry Montgomery III of Texas, three daughters and their spouses, Lena Susan and Jeff Button of Lexington, Lisa Ann and Jimmy Woodward of Lexington, Laura Marie and Joe Wathan of Bowling Green, stepmother Frances Montgomery of Lebanon, two brothers, Ralph Montgomery and Mike Montgomery, both of Lebanon, two sisters, Betty Ann Mattingly of Springfield, Mary Patricia Brown and her husband Billy of Lebanon, and eight grandchildren. Funeral services for Simeon O'Daniel Dan Montgomery, Jr. will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon, with cremation to follow. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of contributions to Hospice of Central Kentucky. Mr. Seafy Applejack Caffey, age 79, of Buffalo, died Monday at Hardin Memorial Hospital in E-Town. He is survived by his wife, Janelle White Caffey, five daughters, Linda Whitlock and her husband Kenny, and Robin Darnell Edwards and her husband John, all of Buffalo, Sue Underwood and her husband Harold of Hardyville, Kimberly Cricket Atwood and her husband Jerry of Niffley, Kathy Twyman and her husband Chad of Monroe, one son, Steve Caffey and his wife Jean of Raywick, two sisters, Joyce McFarland of Columbia and Hazel Jesse of Manitou, 15 grandchildren, six great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Seafy Applejack Caffey will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Dixon Rogers Funeral Home in Magnolia, with burial in the Fountain Run Cemetery. Mr. O.V. Davenport, age 87, of Elizabethtown, a native of Greene County, died Monday in Shelbyville. He is survived by his wife, Vera Jeffries Davenport, two daughters and one son of Louisville and Brandenburg, 10 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for O.V. Davenport will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Paired Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Davenport Cemetery. Mr. Philip Pierce, age 84, of Louisville, a native of Greene County, died Monday in Louisville. Survivors include his wife, Norma Jean Landis Pierce, formerly of Greene County, three daughters of North Carolina and New York, and three granddaughters. Funeral services for Philip Pierce will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Summershade United Methodist Church, with burial in the Summershade Cemetery, with military honors by the Marion County Veterans Honor Guard. The family requests visitation after 10 a.m. Friday at the church. The Coward and Parrot Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.